Hello there, this is Mark, your fat friend from the Fat and Black Connection, and I'm here to tell you about Anchor. If you haven't heard about it, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many other services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Do me a favor and go download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started on your very own.
A good day, everyone. I am Mark, your fat friend.
And I'm James, your black friend.
And this is the Fat and Black Connection.
What's that voice? Where we talk about anything and everything. Well, as long as it's interesting to us, of course.
Well, I'm just super hyped up because we've been gone for a week. We took a week off last week, and now we're back. And I'm super excited, brother.
All right, calm down. Calm down, like Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, like mashup.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, it's great to be back. It's nice to, don't get me wrong, it's always nice to take a week off here and there. But, you know, when we do come back, it's always exciting. And usually it always seems like when we do take that week off, a lot of stuff happens.
Yeah.
And we so. Yeah, so, you know, because last week we talked before we were going to go live last week, and we decided there wasn't a whole lot to talk about. There hadn't been a lot of any major announcements or anything that was really interesting to us, and so we were like, let's just take the week off. But I did want to call out, you know, last Tuesday, you did me a huge solid, so I want to take a couple minutes just to talk about shopping at IKEA, and and I want to mention how frustrating it is to live somewhere that is not close to an IKEA. And of course, I do need to mention that this is a live broadcast. We are live right now, so if you are on Facebook Live watching us, it's interactive. We got the comment box open. Talk to us. Let us know how you're doing. Let us know what's good. But so with IKEA,
wait, time out. Wait, how far is the IKEA from you?
The closest IKEA to me is in Sacramento. So two and a half hours or so.
Damn. Okay. I didn't realize it was, I remember you said something about Sacramento, but I thought that was like a last option. I thought that was, there was one that was in Reno-ish area.
Nope. No, the closest one to me is Sacramento and then the Bay Area. The two, I believe, that are in the Bay Area, Emeryville and EPA, East Palo Alto.
Yeah.
And so, you know, especially considering how much this area is growing, we're at I think last I saw the statistics said we were at over 700,000 people in the Sparks, Reno area. I don't know what the number is that IKEA needs to say we'll put one there, but needless to say, my point is there's a lot of good stuff at IKEA. I like to shop at IKEA. You know, I enjoy going to get lunch. Christine's checking in. Hi, Chris. How are you doing? I like to shop at IKEA. I like to go get some food, get some Swedish meatballs. You know, I like to get my lingonberry sauce.
Yeah. I had their chicken fingers a couple months ago, and those are pretty good.
Okay. I'm not gonna hate. I feel like if I'm gonna get chicken fingers though, there are so many other places I can get that at that.
I wanted the meatballs, but I was like, let me try something different this time.
Yeah, no, like I said, I'm not gonna hate. Even though you could do better. But, you know, ultimately, going to IKEA, regardless of where you live, is an experience, okay? there's an episode of 30 Rock that basically is so spot on that, you know, if you're in a relationship with someone, not married, but if you're in, you know, a dating relationship with someone, IKEA can truly be a make or break experience.
I could definitely see that.
Yeah. So I can only say for myself that I've never had a relationship end because of IKEA, but there were definitely in the past, you know, going with a girlfriend to IKEA definitely was eye opening. And, you know, I can tell you I've been to IKEA with my wife and I'm still married to her. So that means it's a good thing, right? Yeah. And those people that I've gone with in the past, there's a reason I'm not with them, right? So the last time we went to IKEA, you know, it was the closest one, Sacramento. So about 2-ish hour drive each way. So that right there is 4 hours.
With right? your daughter?
With my daughter, yes. My 2.5-year-old daughter, yeah. So we drove to IKEA in Sacramento. And by the time we got there, it was about time for lunch. And so the whole experience from the time we left our place here in Northern Nevada to the time we got back to our place in Northern Nevada was about a 10-hour day.
No.
Yeah, we were at IKEA for close to 5 hours between eating, between, you know, walking through the store, doing the shopping, between standing in line to pay. The line, so I'll put it to you this way. From the time we got in the store to the time I was eating food, which we went straight to eat, was about an hour in and of itself because it was so busy. Here's one thing I will tell you. I will never go to IKEA on the weekend ever again. Ever. Period.
I think I've only gone, well, because of my days off, I only go like early midweek. So
yeah, that's the way to go. And especially if you can go like midweek, like during the day. Oh man. So we, or late, all of this is to build up to the fact that you would think that for people who don't live near an IKEA, because there's a lot of people across the country that don't live near an IKEA, that right. they would make their online shopping experience a whole heck of a lot easier. So here's my personal experience. There is a bed out there that we really wanted to get for our kid. It's called a Kura. It's a bed that I've thought was a great concept bed for a kid since before I even had a kid. Actually, I remember looking at it thinking, man, I wish I had had that bed as a kid. It converts. It basically allows you three uses. One, where the mattress is on the floor, and then you have a play area above it. And that noise that you're hearing is construction going on at James's place. So we do apologize.
Actually, today is garbage day.
Ah, the garbage truck.
And it's right by my window. It drives right past my window.
Great. Well, now we know Tuesdays at right when we're doing the show.
They're actually early today because most of the time I don't even hear these guys until, you know, early afternoon. So like 11, like when we're done, it's normally coming by.
Yeah, Tuesday is my trash day as well. But they usually don't come until like almost the evening, like 3 o'clock. But back to IKEA. So I wanted to get this bed for my kid. Mm-hmm. And I go online to shop through IKEA.com, and it gives you some options. It says, you know, you can order to have it where you pick up at the store, or you can order stuff to have it delivered, or you can order stuff and they'll assemble it and deliver it to you. There's so many different options, but the options are based on the zip code that you provide. And so when I provide zip code...
Yeah, sorry, we can't do anything for you.
More or less. So there are some things I've been able to have delivered, such as like curtain rods or draperies.
Smaller items.
I don't even know that it's size related. The other interesting thing is it seems like they don't ship from a store. It seems like they ship from a
shipping center.
Yes, and the closest one to here or even to you is down
in California.
Correct. Yeah. And so you would think that if something can ship from there to you, why can't it ship from there to me? If it can ship from, so here's where it gets really crazy. I
mean, probably because I'm close to a store.
Nope. Has no relevancy.
Really?
Yes. So I spent hours online talking with IKEA representatives trying to understand their logistical side of their business. Because one of the things that I found is I was like, you know what? I just want to test this out. I put a zip code in Texas, in Dallas, Texas, just for fun. Mm-hmm. And while the bed that I wanted was not available at a store, I could have it shipped to a FedEx office. Okay. So if I could have it shipped to a FedEx office in Texas, why can't I have it shipped to a FedEx office in Nevada? Makes no sense. There is no logical basis, as far as I can tell, on how their systems work.
So that makes zero sense. If you could have it shipped to a FedEx office there, and there, I know there are FedEx offices in Reno and Sparks, like.
Yeah. So all of this to say, we've been trying to find this bed, trying to get this bed literally to the point where we were going on to their website every single day, because that's what I was told by an IKEA representative, is just check every day, because eventually
maybe we'll be able to deliver it.
Yeah. So turns out last week that the bed that we want is available in Vegas. Okay, so it's at a store in Vegas. So if it's at a store in Vegas, you would think that that would mean that we could have it shipped to us, or you would think that that would mean I could have it held in store for pickup. If I had to go get a rental or something and drive down there to get it, I could do that. Something, right? But no, the only option for obtaining this bed was to go into the store and buy it. Well, when IKEA will tell you exactly how many units are available as of when they did inventory the night before, because they do a nightly inventory, evidently.
Oh, no, thank you.
I think it's digital. I think it says, okay, you know, they probably do a physical inventory maybe once a month or once a quarter or something, right? And then based on that, they probably use digital and say, okay, this many of this unit came in. This is how many we sold. This is how many remain, right?
Right. No, I guess that makes sense.
So why didn't the green pepper practice archery?
I don't know.
Because it didn't have an arrow. It didn't have an arrow? Habanero?
Oh.
Too highbrow, Steven. Nice try, though. Yeah. So ultimately, IKEA, you know, in Vegas is saying, yes, we have this bed. It is available. So I look, and there's only a finite amount of units, and I'm like, I look at my wife and I'm like, I could get a car, drive down to Vegas, get this bed and drive back. It would be terrible. I would not be happy about it, but I could do it. And I was like, oh wait, it's Tuesday. James is off today. Let me call him and see if he could help me out. So I'll let you take the story from there.
And so this man calls me up and is like, hey, I need you to do me a solid. And I was like, okay. There's this bed at IKEA. Okay. And I was like, I don't really want to go to IKEA. But he's like, I really want to get it for my daughter. And so, you know, would you be able to go pick this thing up? And I was just like, I don't even know if it'll fit my car. Like I was just like, I'll go, I guess I can go. And at the time I was cooking dinner and everything, and it was getting late. It was like around 6 or something like that.
Yeah. I think I called you right around 6.
Yeah. So like I was in the middle of cooking dinner, cause you know, and everything else. And so I was like, you know, as soon as I'm done, like, I guess I can go check. So, and then, you know, he threw a little extra money at me on that one. And I was like, yeah, okay, that's fine. I'll go check. And so, as soon as I was done, threw some clothes on and I had some clothes on, but I just threw some shoes and stuff like that on. Went over to IKEA. Now, mind you, this time at IKEA, it was dead.
Tuesday night, 7-ish.
And so I got in there, like, restaurants closed, like, they're closed. I mean, they close at 9. So, I mean, there were still like people doing like small shopping. And so I look at my text and, you know, I'm like, hey, where can I find this? You know, I asked somebody, it's like, hey, where can I find this? They were like, oh, you know, down in the, you know, the pick area or whatever. And I was like, all right. So I go down there. And then, you know, I'm kind of looking around and I was all sorts of confused with their bidding situation. So I found a guy that was able to help me out. And so he showed me where it was. And then I looked at the box and I called Mark and I was like, bro, this box, I don't even know if this will fit in my car. Like, these boxes, it's two boxes. And they're both pretty long boxes. And so I was like, bro, I don't even know if these will fit. And he's like, even if you do it. And I was like, I mean, I'll do it. And I, so I asked the, so basically I grabbed those two boxes, long story short, grabbed those two boxes. And then I see that, his wife had sent me another text about curtains. I guess there's some curtains that they wanted. So I went back, grabbed that, which, irritating part, I walked through that entire thing because I didn't want to leave the boxes. I couldn't leave the boxes by themselves. So I'm trying to navigate these long boxes on those carts. And those carts do not maneuver easily. And you know how many twists and turns there are in IKEA. And sorry, the garbage. They're hitting the other side of the street right now. Hold on a second.
Gotta love the trash truck.
And these are just narrow, like, there's almost like these narrow alleys here. So it makes a little bit more noise. Anyways, so I'm trying to navigate this cart and I'm trying to get to the section. Needless to say, I find it, pay for those. And then I see that she sent me another text that said if I could get two of those. So basically the one I already had. And so I went back in to grab another. And needless to say, it was easier for me to find it the second time, A, because I knew where it was, but if I had known how close it was to the exit where I needed to be for, like, to pay for everything, yeah, the first time, it would have been 10 times faster. But, hey, you go into IKEA, you live, you learn. Oof. Anyways, so I have these boxes, and they're outside at the car. And so, literally, I'm pushing everything up. Seat is all the way up. I had actually cleared out my trunk so I could have space. These boxes are actually, it says two-person lift, but, you know, I was out here being strong. So I was able to get them up and slid the first one in. And I was like, oh, okay, we'll see. And this is like, I'm talking about seat pushed all the way up, seat leaning all the way forward as far as it could. And I get it in there and I was like, all right, this looks okay. And then I get the other one in there and I was like, ugh. And so, like, basically the big test was, as I'm closing the trunk, I'm like, oh, please, it looks good. And then I closed the trunk and I was like, oh, yes, it fits. So, so I was able to get it in the car, luckily. And now it is sitting in my garage.
Well, I
need to transport it down.
Yes. So now I the next step in the process will be for James to deliver it to me in a mirror. Hold on. 4 weeks from now. That's right. 4 weeks from today, we'll be at California Adventure. When we go to Anaheim to meet up to go to Disneyland and California Adventure. So thank you, James, for getting that for us. I super appreciate it. And my kid will appreciate it once she gets to use it. So, you know, thank you. IKEA, fix your damn system, please, because this is not that acceptable.
I'll tell you, like I said, that was actually weird because I've never been in IKEA when it's about to close.
I mean, it wasn't even about to close. You were there at like 7.
Well, I mean, like when they were, you know, like it's, I mean, it was kind of eerie because it's like, it's
super ghost town.
Yeah. Like there was nobody upstairs. And of course I didn't really need to go upstairs. I already knew what, you know, cause that's just a maze in itself. And then the downstairs is another complete different maze. And so, like I said,
So I fit it
in my car.
So IKEA, we need you to open a store in Northern Nevada. Please make that happen sooner than later. Steven did call out James that he wants you to review a trade request. And what that means, folks, is he's referring to fantasy football. And we haven't checked in on this in a couple of weeks, so I think it's important that we do. James, how are you doing? Can you elaborate?
Yeah. No, I've been getting handled these past few weeks.
You got handled pretty badly this last week. 174.6 points to 132.28.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that might be the highest score we've seen in a game all season. 174.6. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, it was, I don't even know. I can't even, it was a mixture of, that's because the running back for Tennessee went off.
Yes, he did, Henry. I don't know if you happened to watch Monday Night Football last night, but that was a good game.
Yeah, so he put up 34.6 points, and that was I think that might be one of the highest fantasy points I've seen.
So if we didn't include the quitter team, which of course has not had a single win because it doesn't have any players, you are tied for last.
Great.
Yeah, you are in a three-way tie for last. You have 2 wins and 4 losses.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world, you know, that it's a long season. As we know, we still got many games to go. You could easily get back to 500 or better in a couple games, depending. You know, all of this to say, and this preamble to build up to me, and right now I am sitting at number one in the league. I am at 5-1. I don't know what to say about that, considering I think I had the 8th overall pick, 7th or 8th, which is not a good place to be in.
Yeah.
And, I am impressed with myself.
Put together.
And I'm not.
You're not the, now, mind you, like, you're what, points wise, you are. Let's see.
4th, it looks like.
Yeah, 4th in points or something like that.
Yeah.
But, hey, that doesn't matter when at the end of the day.
Inter mile, a win is a win, my friend, and I'll take the 5 that I've got so far.
And who gave you that one loss?
You know, the interesting thing about that one loss that I have.
Who gave you that? Who gave you that one loss?
No, I gotta set it up a little.
Okay. Who gave you that one loss?
That would be you.
That's correct. That is correct, sir.
Now,
I am the blot on your record. Ha ha! Gotcha.
And it's because I made a poor choice. I really did that week. I kicked myself pretty much right after the game started. I had the choice of going with either Brady or Jackson for my starting QB, and I should have gone with Brady. I second-guessed myself, and I decided to go with Jackson, and that was the week Brady went off with 4 touchdown passes, scored over, you know, like 35 points or whatever. I would have easily handled you because when we did play, I only lost by 2 points, I think.
It's like 2 point something. It was low. Yeah. It was almost 3 points. Let's just say 3 points.
It was week three.
Yeah.
And I lost by 2.02 points. So if I had played Brady that week, I would have whooped you by at least 10 points. So.
But you didn't.
Well, I can't debate that because you're right. I didn't. And however, I can say at least I'm not tied for last. So.
All right. Listen, I'm not in last.
That's
true. I'm actually at number seven. Yeah, I'm at like number seven. Yes, there is a tie for the last spot, but I'm sitting at number seven. So, yeah.
Whatever makes you feel better at the end of the day. Secrets of Heritage House is coming back. We have not gotten scripts yet, but we should be getting scripts hopefully this week, it sounds like. We will start recording next week. Super, super excited to get back to that. Next Wednesday is my first recording day.
Nice.
I'd love to get my eyes on a script to kind of see what's going on. So we'll see. We'll see what's up with that. I have auditions coming up this Saturday for the musical Rent. First time being done by a community theater in Northern Nevada.
Yeah. Is that going to be where is that? Where is that going to be at?
The performances will be in Carson City at the state's capital. So. At a location called the Brewery Arts Center. So,
Carson City is the
capital of the state of Nevada.
No, I was saying I know the Brewery Arts Center. Yeah.
Yes. So, and Stephen called out that the Quitter team is in last place, and while technically Stephen is correct, I don't count that team in any. Yeah, it's just like we could all take a win away from ourselves because any week that somebody's playing the Quitter team, that's an automatic win. So I would only be at 4-1. Sorry. I believe I'd still be in first place. But I guess same thing for you, Stephen. If it makes you feel better to think that you're not in last because of the Quitter team, then good for you. Hey, so Disney is making a movie about the construction and design and everything of Disneyland. I don't know about you, but I love historical films and I love Disney. And to see
putting them both together.
Yeah, and I love Disneyland, as you know. I'm a big history buff on Disneyland itself. And you know, I've been watching, I don't know if you've been watching the series on Disney Plus, Behind the Attraction, but I have and I love it. It's a great show. Gives you a lot of insight on how the rides came into being. And so I'm really excited for this film. It is not going to be a documentary. It is going to be kind of from what I've gathered, it'll be somewhat in the style of how they did Saving Mr. Banks. So there will be somebody actually playing Walt Disney. I would assume it's not going to be Tom Hanks, folks. Sorry. Walt was a lot younger.
Be Tom Hanks? No.
So I think... you know, for me and for the millions and millions of Disney fans around the world, that'll be something to see. What do you think about that, James?
You know, I'm interested. You know, like I said, I'm not too huge on like the construction of Disneyland. Like, I don't know, but I'd be interested to see the story that, you know, they put together, and hopefully it's accurate, you know, because I know a lot of times
I would assume Disney wouldn't sign off on it if it isn't, so.
They kind of finagle some stuff, so, to make it more theatrical, if you will.
I mean, they might not have Walt walking around with a cigarette in his hand all day, but I think it's kind of hard when there are so many people out there that know the history of Disneyland and how it got financed and everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, like that stuff, there's key details that have to be in there, but
yeah. Hawkeye, the new Disney Plus Marvel series coming out in November. They announced that they're going to drop the first two episodes of the series on premiere day.
So is that going to be, Disney Plus Day, or is that going to be?
No, Disney Plus Day is November 12th.
November 12th,
Shang-Chi drops that day.
Jungle Cruise and
many
other films, yeah.
But Hawkeye drops about 2 weeks after that, so.
Oh, okay.
So new content, some more new Marvel content. And since we're talking about Marvel content for a minute, it did just break yesterday that they are pushing back some of the films' time slots. So Doctor Strange 2 and the Multiverse of Madness was supposed to be coming out in May.
March.
And it has now been pushed back to May. And subsequently, every other Marvel film has now been pushed back to the time slot behind.
Is it not finished or something? Or
there are a lot of things that are factoring in. I'm certain one of the things that they're probably taking into account is the IATSE strike that is likely going to be happening, and giving them some time on the post-production side to make sure they have those extra weeks if they need them based on how long the strike lasts. Either way, it's 6 weeks. It's not the end of the world. I was really looking forward to having four films next year, but I guess we're only going to get three again.
Yeah.
So, but that doesn't affect Eternals, which had its world premiere last night. So that's still coming out next month. And Spider-Man No Way Home coming out in December. So those are still set.
And listen, I need to tell you this. If you have not Venom, Let There Be Carnage. If you can see it cheaply before Spider-Man, do so. If you can go like on a day where it's like, you know, like I know Cinemark has days where it's like, I think Tuesday, actually I think today's, they have like the to get into a movie, like matinee is like 5:25 or something like that. And it might be all day. I don't even know. But regardless, not a plug for Cinemark or whatever. If you can go see it and see it fairly cheap, see it. Stay to the end. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. I haven't seen it yet. I will see it before I see Spider-Man. I just don't know where I'll see it, because I definitely don't want to pay to see the whole film. I just want to see the last, I don't know, 10 minutes of the film, I guess. We've got Olaf Presents coming on Disney Plus, which is a series of Olaf telling, reimagining Disney stories.
Yeah.
Which I think the trailer was kind of cute, and I'm not a huge fan of Olaf. I'm not a huge fan of Josh Gad either. The only thing I really ever enjoyed him in was The Book of Mormon. I thought he did a fantastic job in that. But needless to say, I'm going to give this a shot. I think it could be fun. The monorail at Disneyland has reopened. They are getting ready for us.
Monorail to
arrive. Monorail. I don't know. It's one of those things where it's not, if I only had a day in the park, it's not something that I'm going to rush to do. But if I've got a couple days, I definitely want to make sure I get on the monorail, because it's nostalgic. It's fun. So I'm excited that it has reopened, and I look forward to riding it in a mere four 4 weeks.
In your face.
Yes. Again, I don't know if you folks out there listening and watching have gotten your tickets to come join us at Disneyland, but I think if you haven't, it's too late, because last I looked, the reservations are gone. So if you didn't get your tickets, we have sold out. The Fat and Black Connection at Disneyland has sold out.
Hey, honestly, if hopefully we get bigger, and then next time we can actually maybe sell tickets through the page or something. That would be kind of cool if we could do that.
Yeah. So if you didn't get them, sorry. Maybe next time you can catch us. It sold out with a quickness, folks. So that's why you got to get in early. Get in early.
This whole reservation system is new and it's crazy. And
yes. And speaking of reservation systems and planning for Disney type trips, we are planning a Disney World trip. And this is quite a ways out, but there's no harm in advancing it someone in advance. We are planning a Disney World trip in early 2023, likely somewhere in the late April, early May timeframe. So
where it's not too hot, not too cold, and humidity is low.
And not spring break. It'll be after spring break. So keep tuned in for those details as they come. We will be scheduling that out likely sometime middle of next year to start actually booking everything. So big week for DC films.
Bro, huge week for DC.
Big week for DC in general, right?
Yeah.
We talk a lot on the show about Marvel, and that's because Marvel is amazing.
I think we've talked about it before.
It is the superior product when we're talking about live action.
Right. Now, if we want to talk about animated flicks, DC has it. Had it.
I don't know. DC has started to slip in their animation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, I haven't. The last one that I saw, last DC animated I saw was Batman. Gotham by Gaslight or something. I think that was the title of it. It's basically like a Jack the Ripper type character shows up in Gotham. And it's supposed to be like Gotham early, 19th century. So this Jack the Ripper character shows up and Batman's going after him. And it's a movie, but it's not a bad flick. I enjoyed it with a twist.
So obviously DC had what they call fandom over the last week, where they had panels like the Smallville 20th anniversary panel, where a bunch of the cast from Smallville were there celebrating the 20th anniversary. But we're going to hit on some of the big highlights for the big stuff, at least what we think is the big stuff. And so James, I'm going to call it out what it is, and I want to just get your initial reaction. Give me 2 to 3 sentences on each thing, what you think, what you're feeling. So first up is the official trailer for the Batman, the new film starring the vampire. What's his name?
Robert Pattinson.
Yes. So what do you think about the Batman trailer?
I mean, looks like a decent trailer. We talked about it before. I don't know. I'm a little confused on how this whole timeline thing is going to work, but okay. I mean, I'll go see it.
Yeah, I'm not excited for it. I watched the trailer and I feel like
it looks like Batman Year One almost, like if you know the comics, that's what it almost seems like to me. But again, I don't know. This is because it says it. I'm looking here on IMDb and it says basically Robert Pattinson stars as a younger version of the Caped Crusader. And this is, and then again, this says Batman reboot. But okay, let me calm down before I go here. This is Batman reboot, okay? But you have a Flash movie, which we'll talk about in a minute, that's coming out that has Batman in it, but not this Batman. So I'm really confused on how this whole timeline is working within DC. And I know DC has a multiverse. I get that. But they better figure out some continuity thing, because like I said, Marvel has, when we've talked about this prior, Marvel has set rules for its multiverse. It's knew the multiverse was coming. It has set it up. There will be some kind of continuity to it. So far, you have Superman, which came out, which they're apparently going to reboot. You have Superman. Then, 3 years later, you had Dawn of Justice, which basically begins where Superman ended, pretty much. And
Superman v. Batman ended.
No. I'm talking about where Superman ended. Was like the beginning of Dawn of Justice. Yeah, with Bruce Wayne going into Gotham after, or into Metropolis, when that whole fight was going on between Zod and Superman.
A hard time with the Justice League film and trying to.
I'm talking about Dawn of Justice. I'm talking about Batman v Superman.
I'm so confused.
Anyway,
Dawn of Justice the same thing as Batman v Superman?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was called Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice. Anyways, there were so many problems with that movie in general, which irritate me, and I had a whole long conversation about this the other day. But anyways, but I'm just confused on how their continuity is going to work. Because if the Flash movie was going to come out, it should have come out a couple years ago.
Let's try to stick to the 2 to 3 sentences per line item, if you can. Next up,
it's infuriating.
Sticking in the vein of Batman, so to speak, we had the official trailer for the Suicide Squad video game, Kill the Justice League. And what did you think?
I didn't really see the trailer for it. Like I said, I just came across it. I'll probably
conceptually,
I think it seems interesting.
What I found the most interesting about the trailer is that it clearly is taking place in the same Arkham type universe as the Batman Arkham series games. It's the same Arkham Asylum. There are a couple of quick nods to that game in some of the scenes that I saw. So I'll be curious to see if the Batman in this game that shows up is the same Batman from the Batman Arkham series that we played. And sticking in line with the whole Arkham for a moment, outside of official DC fandom announcements, was the announcement of a new dungeon crawler board game that is called Batman Escape from Arkham Asylum. I don't know if you have seen this, if you've heard about this, but it is going to be on Kickstarter starting on the 26th of this month. I plan to buy this game as soon, or obviously to support back this game as soon as I can, which will be on the 26th. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot of different figurines that you can choose from. And the thing that I find the most interesting about this game is their tagline down here. Where is it at? I lost it. I apologize. This makes for bad television. It's a dungeon crawler. It's a Batman game, but you can't play as Batman. You fight against Batman. So, Batman Escape from Arkham Asylum. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I look forward to getting it and playing it. You know, I enjoy board games. I just had to make sure I brought that up since we were talking about, especially since a lot of these villains in the Suicide Squad game are in going to be in this game. Another video game announcement that sticks in line with Batman, the Gotham Knights got its official trailer. It's supposed to take place after the death of Bruce Wayne. And you've got Nightwing, Red Hood, Robin, and Batgirl, which make up the Gotham Knights, the four of them. And them kind of trying to take up the mantle of protecting Gotham after Batman is gone. What do you think?
That'll be worth a play.
All right. That one was very short and sweet.
Yeah, I like... Which Robin? Are we talking about Damian Wayne?
I would assume likely that's the Robin it's going to be, since we have the Red Hood and Nightwing. Right. So that would mean Dick Grayson and...
Todd, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Todd Grayson.
No, it wasn't.
Dick Grayson.
Not related. Dick Grayson, yeah. And then Todd.
I can't remember.
Todd is the one that he apparently died in the. It was this whole thing.
Yeah. So next up, we've got the trailer for a new HBO Max series based off of The Peacemaker, who was introduced in the most recent Suicide Squad film, starring John Cena. Yabba dabba doo! Mr. Fruity Pebbles himself. What do you think about that?
I'll probably give it a watch. I know, because I saw when I watched the Suicide Squad, they had, you know, it was an end credit thing with Peacemaker. So, and then like I watched, it was, Gunn, Cena, and, I can't remember Harley Quinn's name. The woman that played Harley Quinn.
Bless you.
No, that was my brother. He sneezes loud. Anyways, They were on Jimmy Kimmel, and they were kind of talking about the whole Peacemaker series and everything else. So I was like, huh? And so, but yeah, it looks like it could be interesting. They wrote it during quarantine. James Gunn wrote it during quarantine, and then they shot a lot of it, like, as pretty much as soon as it opened up a little bit, and they got it done.
If nothing else, it looks like a lot of fun. Yeah.
So it's not a serious series whatsoever. It's totally just a fun Peacemaker. If you've seen the new Suicide Squad, Peacemaker is just a weird kind of character anyway. So
yeah, I feel like I'll probably watch it, but probably after the fact. I don't think it's to me like a Marvel series where I'm every week wanting to see. I feel like I'll watch it after.
It'll probably all drop on the same day. At least the DC stuff that they've done so far, it pretty much like the entire season or whatever drops when it opens up. And this is not one of those that's going to be, it's only like a few episodes. It's like, I think it's like six or seven episodes.
Okay.
Between six and eight, I think. I don't remember. But anyway.
Really briefly at Fandom, there was a quick drop and a very short video kind of introducing the upcoming Black Adam film starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson for the millions and millions of fans around the world. Yeah. So in it, there is a very brief snippet of from actual footage of the film. Overall, I didn't post it to our page because I didn't feel like it was worth people's time watching it, honestly. I didn't feel like there was enough there to really make it worthwhile. But what are you thinking in general about Black Adam?
Like, I've been hearing about Black Adam for, like, I think the past, it feels like 5 years.
It's been a while.
Yeah, and I think it was because they were... you know, I think because The Rock has been on it since like day one, I remember. Like, it pretty much the first thing I saw about it, either it said The Rock should play this character or they plan on having The Rock play this character. But yeah, this has been a long time in the making. And so, I mean, hopefully it's good. Or
yeah, they do. I'll watch it when it moves over to HBO Max. I probably won't see it. A lot of these films I probably won't see in the theater, just because, as you've already alluded to, DC, I think, does not do as good of a job with their films. Maybe a couple of years from now, when hopefully they're at a better place and have a good, consistent product. But
well, that's the thing. Is like, I think, like, Justice League, so Dawn of Justice, absolute mess. Justice League, mess. But apparently the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League is way better. But it's also like a 4-hour movie.
Apparently, and it is. Have you watched it yet?
No.
I have. And I remember watching the Justice League film thinking, what is this garbage? I couldn't follow the story.
There was no real continuity to it.
And I will say this. The Snyder version is better, but it's still...
It's still messy?
It's still DC trying to do Marvel instead of trying to do their own thing.
That was the problem that's one of the biggest problems I had, is when I saw what was going on. Like, I read a little bit about Dawn of Justice, and so I read there's going to be Superman and Batman, of course. Then I heard Wonder Woman, and then I heard Aquaman, Flash, and Cyborg, and I was like, bro, this makes zero sense. To get our first Avengers movie took what?
Four films. Iron Man 1, 2, Captain America. I'm sorry, five films.
Five films.
Iron Man 1, 2, Captain America, First Avenger, The Incredible Hulk,
and Thor.
So you had five before you had Avengers.
Five films, and you had the... And then...
And there were no new characters introduced.
Right, and this was all over the... This was all, and all the characters that you saw in the Avengers had been introduced to us previously through the other films. Now, the problem was is that DC, because now they're trying to, let's jump on this bandwagon. If you're going to do a Justice League, build up to it. That's the way they should have done it. But instead, they jammed all these characters into one film, and it was... I mean, literally, I saw it at a drive-in with my ex, and so there's a reason that I'm glad I saw it at a drive-in, because I was yelling at the screen inside my car. She was like, James, calm down, but I was like,
and now we know the reason that she's your ex.
Well, no, there's different reasons for that, but this is, it could have been one of the reasons, but yeah, it was horrible. It was just so bad, and yeah, and so, like, this is what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand what they're doing now, because they're giving us the Flash from those movies. And from those movies, but yet you're rebooting these other series. Unless they're doing some kind of Flashpoint Paradox type thing. That's the only
Jimmy,
thing I
welcome
can think
to,
of.
Jimmy, welcome to the show. Welcome to the page. Thanks for joining and joining us. And we did talk about DC Animated a little bit and how it is significantly, generally, historically, better than Marvel Animated. DC has done, you know, a really good job with a lot of their animated stuff. But the DC Animated stuff, it's standalone. It's one-offs. There generally aren't multiple films telling a larger overarching story.
Right.
And that's great. And we do appreciate DC for their animated stuff. We wish Marvel would get better at doing their animated stories.
Well, if you look at What If, I mean, that was a great animated series. Now, yes. That I mean, I thoroughly now. Okay, there's a couple episodes where I was like, but overall.
But you needed those. You needed those episodes to get to the end.
Yeah. So once you get to the end, and once you kind of see how everything comes together, you realize that even though it was a multiverse, this stories or everything is connected. So, or they needed everybody to be connected at the end, which was great. I thoroughly enjoyed the last couple episodes of What If. It was amazing.
But you know, ultimately, I don't think my standpoint will change anytime in the near future about, you know, DC films coming anywhere close. Now, that could change. I'm not going to lie. We're going to talk about The Flash now. And I am a little hyped up to potentially see this film. I probably won't see it in the theater. Not going to lie. Unless it's cheap day, like you talked about, right? Mm-hmm. But bringing back Michael Keaton's Batman, I'm a little hyped to see that. I'm not gonna lie.
The OG of OGs, like.
but I'm not hyped up to see Ezra Miller's Flash. I'm hyped up to see Michael Keaton's Batman.
Yeah.
And that's playing on my nostalgia, right?
Right.
That's just like we are likely going to see Fox actors from either X-Men or other properties in Multiverse of Madness. That hasn't been confirmed, but it's a reality that we're going to see some of this. You know, whether that's Patrick Stewart reprising Professor X or whatever the case may be. And that is, again, it's a nod. It's, hey, we know you guys were fans of this stuff. It's now a part of this multiverse.
Yeah. But see, that's the thing.
I want to see Multiverse of Madness because I want to see Multiverse of Madness and everything that's involved in it. Getting to see those extra little heartstring things because they're playing into that, that's great. That's icing on the cake. But for the
we
Flash,
already know. We already Flash, know with. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
For the Flash, the cake is seeing Michael Keaton as Batman. Do you get what I mean? Like,
yeah, I like this is what I'm saying. Like, yes, Multiverse of Madness. It's you know, it's going to be a good film. Like, well, you don't know that, but I mean, pretty much because it's Marvel, they've done, I mean, like we talked about prior, they had meetings on rules of the multiverse. So there's going to be some kind of continuity to it. Yes. With The Flash, like I said, I watched that trailer. It gave me nothing pretty much, because it's a teaser, of course, but the thing is, it's like Batman, okay, yeah, and then like you have Michael Keaton's Batman, cool, Ben Affleck's Batman, and then what are you gonna do with this? You have this reboot Batman. Like,
all I gotta say is, I was more hyped when they did the Flashpoint on the Arrowverse on the television series with Flash, Arrow, and all those when Ezra Miller's Flash showed up in Grant Gustin's universe, that was cool. But in the trailer for this new Flash movie, we see a very brief shot where there's clearly two other people that are probably Flashes as well from other, I'm guessing, Earths. But we don't see Grant Gustin, which really, I think, is disappointing. If he is not in this Flash film, then...
Is that the guy that was the Flash on the series?
Yeah.
Okay.
If he's not in this film, then it's a waste of a film.
Well, you see, that's the thing, is that also, like, that's one of the things that always killed me, is that DC will do these shows on TV. We had Smallville forever.
10 years. Great show.
And, I mean, and then they did a Superman film. And it was like, bro, you've already built this guy up to be Superman. We know his whole story, some of them better than others, but we know him as Superman. And then you give us this Henry Cavill or whatever.
No, there was a Superman before then. Did you forget?
Oh, yeah. I did forget. Yeah, Superman Returns.
Superman Returns, starring Brandon Routh as Superman.
That was hot garbage too. Anyways, but yeah, we had this whole build up for Superman from Smallville, and he didn't even get an audition for the film.
From what I've heard, he wasn't necessarily interested. So,
well, that could be.
I know that, you know, he wasn't can't remember the guy's name to save my life right now, but he was an executive producer on the series that neared the last couple of seasons. He directed, and when it was time to walk away, he was more or less done. So,
oh, okay. Well,
but that doesn't mean you can't just say, okay, we already have the storyline established. We're just having a different actor. They didn't need to rehash the backstory.
Yeah, because that's what they did. It was basically like the first Superman all over again. And actually, when they redid it with Henry Cavill. Yeah, they basically redid the first Superman film from back in the day.
Yep.
And I was like, bro, like this DC is very frustrating when it comes to their films for me.
Agreed, 100%. And so that's why I say I'm likely not going to see any of these in the theater. I'll wait until after the fact. But I have hope. I have hope. I truly do. I do want to see them get better. I do want to see them put on a better product. I just really need
a connection. Like, you tried to do that with the Dawn of Justice, Justice League, but then you had Wonder Woman right after. You had Wonder Woman not too far long after that, and then Aquaman not too far after that. But now it's, and I understand COVID and all that kind of stuff, but the Flash stuff, it's still in production. That's what the teaser trailer says, or it's maybe in post-production, but regardless, it's like, bro, these films should have led up to something else, not gave me this big film and then you're giving me small pieces after, because they're not even like, I think Wonder Woman was the only one that was slightly connected to the actual Justice League movie. Aquaman seemed to be its own thing.
But Aquaman was after, and they made reference to what happened in the Justice League film. A very brief reference, but...
I'd have to go back and rewatch that part.
I watched them recently, so that's why...
Oh, okay. And then I think there was I think at the end of Wonder Woman 1984, I believe that had something at the end with... Lex Luthor and Deathstroke, I believe.
Yes.
I think that was the end of 84.
I believe you're right. I know it's one of the films. Ultimately, overall, DC is not doing enough for me. And so I couldn't care less if I saw the films in order, if I saw the films at home on HBO.
There's no order!
I mean, if you're talking about from a timeline perspective, you could say the same thing about Marvel, because Captain Marvel took place before all of the events of the preceding, you know,
yes,
12 films or whatever before it.
But if you also look at that, everything in that film, Black Widow
took place right after Civil War. I mean,
they do some timeline jumping. There are some timeline things, but they always make sure they connect it somehow.
Yes, they do always try to find a way to connect it to the bigger overarching story, which is important. I don't know. I do got to say, before we sign off for today, I got to ask you, have you watched Squid Game?
No, I still haven't watched that. I know. Mm. Bro, me and Jim are friends, and we talk like at least a couple times, like at least once a week. And, so we were just talking about like our queues on HBO Max, Netflix, all that stuff. I am backlogged. I'm going to get Squid Games in there.
It is 9 episodes. I need you to watch it before our next episode.
I can't promise. I will at least watch, I promise you 2.
Come on, man. It's 9 episodes. You could watch that before you go to bed tonight.
That's probably true. Are they hour longs? Or are they?
They fluctuate. There's some that are like an hour 5. There's some that are 55. There's an episode that's like 33 minutes. So,
okay, then
you could watch the entire series before bed tonight.
I will watch it for our next show.
All right.
All right.
Well, we will talk about Squid Game, a cultural phenomenon. We will talk about Squid Game on our next episode. The other thing I want to make sure that we talk about on our next episode, and I'm going to hold us accountable to this, is talking about something that we teased many weeks ago, but we've just never gotten back to it, and we need to get back to it. So unless something major happens in the next week we're going to talk about Squid Game, and we're going to talk about dating in today's environment. Because I need to know what it's like, brother. You know, I'm almost 10 years removed from the dating game, so
it's horrible.
Yeah,
but yeah, we will talk about that. And also, I don't know if you guys heard, but former general of Colin Powell passed away yesterday from COVID complications. So, to his family and everything. Rest in peace.
Yes, indeed. And to anyone that tries to use his death to support anti-vaxxing, you're a terrible person. Yeah, because, I mean, to be fair, they're saying it's COVID complications, but he did also have cancer. So. Yes,
and he was fully vaccinated, so.
Yeah. But yeah, great man. Great general from everything I've heard from people that were in the military and serving.
He even said, he's like, you know, don't feel sorry for me. I watched an interview with Bob Woodward, some clips Bob Woodward had, from his last interviews with him that he did in, this past July. And, you know, he said, don't feel sorry for me. He was still in very high spirits. He was doing pretty well, even though like he did have this kind of rarish blood cancer. And but yeah, he basically said the only real blot on his legacy was the after September 11th and the weapons of mass destruction, all that kind of stuff. He said that was a mistake, and he realizes it was a mistake, and so he owned up to it. So but overall, I mean, I've heard nothing but great things about this guy, and even from hearing his own stuff with these last few interviews with Bob Woodward, he seemed like a stand-up dude. So
I wish he would have ran for president. I think
his wife would. It pretty much boiled down to his wife wouldn't let him do it. He also he wanted to make sure that he could, if he was going to do it, it would have had to be, he wanted certainty in victories. That's one of the things that I think made that first Gulf War really successful, is because he was like, no, we're going in here. We're going to win. It's not this, oh, let's see what happens type deal. No, it was, we're going in, we have a clear plan. This is our objective, and we will win. He didn't like war. He hated war, but it is what it is. So he said, if we're going to do this, I'm going to beat your ass basically. That's what it boiled down to. So, so rest in peace, Colin Powell.
Indeed. Well, on that note, we're going to wrap it up. Thanks for joining us. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back next week with some more new and fresh content.
Yes, sir.
It's been real. It's been fun. Sure hasn't been real fun.
All right.